This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. No official U.S. comment so far on the Russian arrest of a 48-year-old American from Michigan. The Russians say Paul Whelan, a former Marine, was detained for spying. David Whelan told CNN his brother was in Moscow to attend a wedding and that his family is deeply concerned for his safety. In a Twitter message, David Whelan also said his brother's innocence is undoubted and he trusts his rights will be respected. U.S. President Donald Trump posted a New Year's Day message today. Ed Donahue has a report.
The president's video message on New Year's Day.
It's going to be a great year. Complicated, but great. People make it overly complicated, actually.
The complication the president talked about is the debate over border security.
We have to have a wall as part of border security, and we're working on it.
We are now a week and a half into a partial government shutdown. House Democrats released their plan to reopen the government without approving money for President Trump's border wall. This morning, the president tweeted, "The problem is, without a wall, there can be no real border security." The president also tweeted a Happy New Year's message to everyone, including the haters and the fake news media. Ed Donahue, Washington.
An infant boy today was pulled from the rubble of an apartment building in the Russian city of Magnitogorsk, 35 hours after the structure had collapsed. There have been 7 deaths reported so far. Dozens of people are reported missing. The baby was dug out after emergency workers heard his cries. Temperatures overnight were minus 18 Celsius, and it seems the boy survived because he was wrapped warmly in his crib. You can get news anytime by going to voanews.com online. You can also use the mobile app. 2019 was rung in with global expectations celebrations, including a rainy night for revelers in New York City's Times Square. In Pyongyang, Kim Jong-un delivered his annual televised message, much of it clearly meant for the United States. Jackie Quinn reports from Washington.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says for 2019 he hopes to extend the nuclear summitry already started with President Trump last June. That's when the two leaders met in Singapore and announced they were in agreement over creating a nuclear-free Korean peninsula, although there were no specifics on how and when that might occur. Then the talks seemed to stall. In his New Year's speech, Kim also warned the U.S. not to test North Korea's patience with sanctions and pressure, also calling for a continued halt of military exercises with South Korea. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. military is apologizing for a New Year's Eve tweet. AP correspondent Rita Foley has a report.
As millions of Americans prepared to ring in the new year, the U.S. Strategic Command, responsible for America's nuclear weapons arsenal, tweeted that if need be, it's ready.